right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Woo.
Ooh, I couldn't hear you because of the way Zoom works.
I hate Zoom sometimes for that. I just say, this is the note I'm picking and I'm sticking with it.
It's nearly impossible to harmonize on Zoom.
So hard to harmonize. This early in the morning?
What's poppin'?
What is poppin'? What is poppin'? Well, my sister was just in town.
I was.
That was really, really fun. It was really, really fun. We literally did nothing. We stayed at my apartment. We watched.
Love that.
We watched Disney Channel. Like, we watched Cheetah Girls and all of the movies we watched growing up.
Amazing.
And got high. And it was like the best.
Yeah, that sounds iconic.
It was iconic. It was so nice. And it's so great when someone comes into town and is like, I don't want to leave your couch. And I'm like, perfect. Me neither.
Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah, I feel like more people need to do that.
As a social recluse myself.
The only way.
I love that shit.
Yeah, me too. It's incredible.
And when did she leave? Sunday?
She left Saturday.
Oh, and where are you going this week?
I'm going to Woodstock, like upstate, for Sarah's birthday.
Oh.
Oh, we're going to go thrifty. We're going to go antiquing.
Jesse texted me asking when I could record. This was on Monday. And I said, I gave Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday options. And then Jesse said, okay, well, I'm out of town Wednesday to Friday.
Love you.
Instead of just saying, I like LOL'd.
Thank you for that.
Because I was like, you could have just said, hey, I only have tomorrow.
I could have and I should have. But sometimes I like to start with something, see what happens, and then roll with it. Oh, wait, I forgot. So when I went to drop off my sister, Tim was like, oh, I'll say goodbye. And like, I went to meet up with him afterwards. And then he was like, hey, my friends are in town. Like, can we go get drinks and dinner with them? And I said, yeah, like, I mean... Did I think that we were just going to go home and do nothing? Because I guess literally even doing nothing for the week is still exhausting to me. So I was like, yeah, we can. And then like on the way there, he's like, it's a steakhouse.
Oh.
It's a steakhouse. And here I am wearing actually the sweatshirt I'm wearing now, which is Mickey and Minnie. Okay.
No.
I'm like in sneakers, like black jeans and a Mickey and Minnie shirt. And I'm like, huh.
He took like, you to this... meet his friends looking like a contestant on The Price is Right.
I was like, wait, is there a dress code? Like, I might get kicked. I might not even get in. I was like, can I quickly buy a blouse? I was literally like, can I just like grab a shirt like somewhere?
At because... the Herald Square JCPenney.
Herald Square JCPenney. Because I can dress anything up and like, you know, I'll throw on a dark lip or something. He's like, it's going to be fine. So we get to the steakhouse. Like his friends start coming in. Like all in like tailored suits.
Oh, no.
Yeah, with like pocket squares, you know? And I'm literally like, and I mean, there just comes a point where you go, like, I mean,
there's nothing I can do now.
There's nothing I can do. I'm like, what's great about being a woman sometimes is like, it could have been a fashion choice as well as. I'm like, rich people. I'm like, Kathy Hilton wears slippers. You know, I'm like, just channel that, you know, channel that vibe of like, I'm just grabbing the most convenient tote instead of a designer bag. So we're in there. I'm literally meeting his friends one after one who's like in a tailored suit. They're like there for his friend's birthday. And I'm at this table. It's like all guys. And then there's a wife, like a guy with his wife next to me. She's in like a heels, jumpsuit, fur coat, like... Her hair done. She looks stunning.
Oh my God.
And I'm there in my Mickey and Minnie sweatshirt.
Oh my God.
And before they get there too, I'm like, get me a martini and make it dirty. And it's like so strong. So I'm like, you know what? I'm about to be trash. I haven't had a drink. The life of the party, you know? And I'm like, I
know. You don't really drink that much. You really went for it, huh?
When I tell you by the end of the night, I had a full British accent, a full British accent and couldn't break. It was actually a very good accent. But I was just like, during it, just, I don't know, there's such a power about being like, I actually don't care. Like, I really don't care what anybody thinks. At first, I was really insecure, feeling like I feel completely out of my element. And then I was just like, I don't care. It's fine.
That's because
it's not what I wanted. Yeah, I got drunk. I was like, honestly, my charm really dresses me up.
I agree.
And I mean, I had a dark lip on. I said, that'll hopefully be my saving grace. Honestly, nobody, I don't think, cared. I mean, obviously, like, I couldn't.
Well, what are they going to say?
Well, yeah, when I first sat down, I was like, I didn't know I was meeting you guys. So that's why I am in a Mickey and Minnie sweatshirt. Thank you.
What was Tim wearing?
Tim was like, I mean, Tim wasn't in a tailored suit, but he was in like nice pants and a nice shirt.
Mm.
He wasn't in a sweatshirt. Let me put it that way. He wasn't in a sweatshirt.
Was there food?
Yeah.
It was like a dinner?
Oh, there was a dinner.
What did you eat?
We got, you'd love it. We got lobster and shrimp. Mm. Like, we split up whatever. Everyone got steak, and they do this thing, which, like, maybe this is what, listen, I don't really, A, I don't go out. B, I don't go out with guys, I guess, who wear tailored suits. But they did this thing at the end where they're like, it's like credit card roulette.
Oh my God. What in the fucking Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah. Is that a Wolf of Wall Street thing?
I don't know. I think it's like a rich person thing.
Yeah. So they did like card roulette.
Did you have to put a card in?
No, of course not. I was like, Mickey Mouse can't afford even.
Like, do you see how I'm dressed?
Yeah. I'm like, guys, you know, it wasn't even. Like, but I mean, I just was like, whoa, where am I? Because I would have died. Also, the card would have been declined. So
that's
wild.
Something.
It was something. All right.
I love that this happened.
I know, right? It was so.
Was the girl nice?
Oh, she was so nice. Like, nobody truly, like, nobody cared.
Yeah.
And I also didn't care.
They were probably like, oh, well, Tim's wacky girlfriend.
Yeah, Tim dates the wackos, so she'll fit right in.
And the girl's like, did you make that shirt?
I did. Thank you. I'm a crafter.
Wow.
It was very funny. I was definitely like, this is a funny moment I should remember, going to a steakhouse wearing a sweatshirt.
Yeah, that's very funny.
Yeah. And they were all going like, because I guess, you know, some people, I guess, if you don't go to New York a lot, when you come, you're like, ball out, you know?
Yeah.
I guess. So I forget where they were going after, which I was like, now that I really won't get in. As well as, like, I don't want to, you know, like a cigar club or like.
They wouldn't let me in a bar in Providence, Rhode Island.
That's pretty rude.
And they said it was because of how I was dressed, and I'm kind of, they said it's because I was wearing sneakers, but there was a bunch of hot people in there with sneakers. I think they just didn't want any fatties. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's illegal, and Rhode Island, shame on you.
And I was fucking wasted, so.
Maybe it was because of that.
No. No, they didn't know until after. And then after, they certainly knew, because
they knew.
As I made a stink and backed off, I literally like twisted my ankle and fell into a motorcycle that was parked there.
Oh my God.
So yeah, it was pretty embarrassing from start to finish.
Well, yeah, I mean, wild stuff. You forget. I hadn't been out on a Saturday night in, I think, years.
I haven't. I'm trying to remember when the last Saturday night I went out was.
Yeah, it's,
I am supposed to go out this Saturday, I think, because it's like someone's birthday.
Oh, a birthday. That's kind of fun.
Kind of. I know so many Scorpios are in my stratosphere.
Absolutely. It's Scorpio season.
But I can't believe Thanksgiving's next weekend.
Isn't that psychotic?
It's fucking crazy.
It's actually disgusting.
I ordered, so remember how I was telling you how my friend who listens to this, how I'm buying his outfit. So I know this is fun, because I think if he's not listening, well, then he's a little shit fuck. But I And we're obviously going to do a photo shoot, guys. So, like, when the reveal happens, because I also bought an outfit for myself, of course.
Thank God, you have to.
I'm going to send them to you, Jesse.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So you can react, but you can't say.
I won't say anything.
And then I'm excited to do, like, I haven't, like, gotten, like, dressed up in a long time.
That is what's exciting. Getting dressed up is underrated.
And who doesn't love a little fashion show?
I don't know. I actually don't know.
That's the one that I got hit for him.
Oh my God.
And then
you guys are gonna die. I'm also like, I need to go shopping immediately.
It's fun when things fit.
I love.
Right? I'm excited. A fun little Christmas in the desert photo shoot.
God, Christmas in the desert. Not enough people are doing it. Oh, wait. Did you watch the new Lindsay Lohan movie?
I haven't watched it yet.
Okay. Which maybe we watch on the Patreon, but it's so nice. I can't explain how wonderful it is to see Lindsay Lohan again. Like, and maybe again, whoever, like me at 13, if I supported you then, you have me for life. I do not waver. Please know.
That's how I feel about like Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
I think she just got me at the exact right time and place in my life, as she did, I think, a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like, because if you, when I'm at her concert, it's like every fucking queer person I know my age or a few years older than younger are there. But I'm like, she says and does dumb shit now all the time. Like, I can't, like, the whole House of Gucci, you know. Did I sit through all 3 hours of that horrendous film? Of course I did.
Of course I did.
And I shed a tear as she gave her monologue, okay? It was not by any stretch of the word. But yeah. There's, you know, almost nothing she could do that I would vocally say, no, I don't like that.
That's what I think. I saw Lindsay and I was sad that her face doesn't really move that much anymore.
Well.
But I said, that's my girl. That's my girl.
I wonder how she ended up on the project.
I think our girl's looking for a comeback. First of all, her sister's in it, which truly.
Which sister? She has a sister?
Okay. Like, Lindsay was like, I can't explain to you. So, yes, she has a sister named Allie, I think. And not only does her sister have a song in the movie. Okay.
What?
But she also has a small role in it. And the thing is, I was so obsessed with Lindsay Lohan literally growing up. And like, I love a sister who's like, I want my sister to be in the movie. Like, and her song has to be in it too. And I'm like, girl, put me in your contract. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's
put
very
it
nice.
In your, it's very nice. Because Lindsay might be the oldest. I don't know. That's a good thing to look up.
It does make you wonder if things hadn't gone so south, the career that Lindsay could have had.
Well, here, I know that's the thing. But then again, we go, if you're a child star, I just don't think it's possible.
I mean, who saw Rachel McAdams and even Amanda Seyfried being the real, like both Oscar nominees?
Yep. I know. You're right. I think it's, I don't know.
Rachel McAdams hasn't been in anything in a while. What's going on there?
That's a great question. I'm not 100% sure.
I like
Maybe
her.
Maybe she's taking, she's very good. Maybe she's taking some time off.
How long? What is she doing?
Maybe, I mean, I always, I don't know. Traveling?
I don't think so.
No one travels, I guess.
Maybe she has kids.
Maybe she's, maybe she's popping out kids, or maybe she's just not a project has come along that's really hit her.
Mm.
Chris, I don't know.
Anyway, interrupted. We were talking about Allie Lohan.
Oh, so her sister's in it. And it just made me so happy to see.
Is the movie, how is it?
It is fun.
It does what it has to do.
It does what it has to do. And honestly, we forget. I said, why don't Chris and I do more movies where someone gets a coma or gets amnesia? You gotta love an amnesia movie.
Sometimes.
Where maybe you lost yourself, right? You were becoming New York corporate, whatever. Get a little amnesia, find yourself again.
Isn't that what exactly happens in that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, also I love a movie where, like, the lead girl at the beginning is a socialite.
Love
who
it.
Who has just, like, yeah, exactly, like, obsessed, you know?
That's Taylor Strecker asked me, she's like, I need, like, Christmas movie recommendations.
Course.
I need a list. So I gave her a list, obviously.
Wow.
Of 10 of my faves.
What are they? I want to know.
Off the top of my head. But Christmas Inheritance, obviously.
That's a great one.
And also is a socialite that...
I love a socialite. I really do. Sandy and I watched Cowbells, famously on Disney Channel, with Allie and AJ, the sisters, Michaka's.
Allie and AJ.
The one... This it's been so long, it's been...
Yeah, I love that song. Yeah.
So good. And they were in the movie Cowbells
Let
together.
It go. They recently re-recorded that.
Honestly, I'm about to go watch it. Because
it's
a bop,
bitch.
It's a bop.
Potential breakup song, that's what it's called.
That's what it's called. Those two are bopping. And it really has like an eerie feel to it. I mean, I remember blasting that in the car with one of my friends.
There's so many album, like CDs, that I'm like, I know every word to, because it was when I was like a senior in high school.
Yes.
Or when I was in college and I was in the car constantly.
Yes.
Like the Nicki Minaj Pink Friday album, I was in the car the other day and it came on, and I still know every single word, even to like the Eminem verses on.
Wow.
Because it was.
Because it was the one. It was the jam.
The one. It was the best album she's ever had.
Oh, I love that. You know what Sandy and I did too? We were like, remember when Disney Channel just had like everybody release a single on Disney?
Yes.
Like everyone had to sing. So we were listening to I Can't Wait by Hilary Duff, where she's like, I can't wait for the moon to spin. I can't wait to be up again. Oh, what's it gonna take? Like, it's a bop, A. B, it's like 60 seconds, because Disney was like, we're testing out a thought. Just let us test.
I remember them doing a Raven Simone cover of Superstitious.
Absolutely. I believe that's when The Haunted Mansion came out, famously.
Iconic. Okay,
a little press. I mean, because then, what were we watching? We watched the Even Stevens movie, okay?
Oh, wow.
And
how'd that
then,
hold up?
You know...
Christy Carlson Romano, speaking of major falls from grace.
Yeah, I don't know. What's happening with her? I know.
Have
she
you
has
watched
a...
her YouTube?
No, not really.
She's like infamous because of her YouTube, because all of her YouTube videos are like, why I'm not friends with Shia LaBeouf anymore. Why I lost all the money I made when I was a child actor. Why I don't get cast in anything anymore. What really happened on the set of Cadet Kelly? Like... And she'll be like, well, Hilary Duff and I were never really friends, because she, and it's like her walking through the woods and literally like saying these insane stories.
Good for her.
But Cadet Kelly, she was good in that. I'll give her that.
She was good in that. Even Stevens movie, the funniest part is that at the beginning of this, where Christy Carlson Romano is a solid, I don't know, 27.
Yeah.
And she's like graduating middle school. Like literally, I was like, did they say high school? And maybe I misheard, you know, because she's playing 14 years old, which, and like, I guess on Disney, I was just like, wow, I really don't look like her. Like, it's like, of course I don't. I'm 14.
How old? I want to look up, how old is Christy?
Yeah. I mean, I think
she's 38 now.
She's 38 now. And in the Even Stevens movie, I don't know when that came out, but.
Oh, here we go. People have been Googling it. It popped up.
How old is she in it?
At the time of... Okay, no. I need... We're going to have to do some calculations here, because...
Oh, okay.
Okay, so the movie came out in 2003. Okay, so she's 38 now.
So that was 18... Was she 20?
2003 was... She was what?
20?
So that was 19 years ago. So now she's 38 minus 19... Look at me doing math. So she was 19.
Okay. Which actually is better than I thought, but regardless, she is
14,
playing someone.
That's crazy.
It's psychotic. The fact that she was giving a speech at her middle school graduation, where everyone in the crowd has graduated.
Like at 19?
It was wild to see.
The kids on Euphoria are younger than that.
It was really... It was wild. You forget on like TV, essentially anyone who's playing 14 has graduated college. Like it's just because I mean, Christy Carlson Romano also looks, I think, old for her age.
Yeah.
Like, she just looked older, maybe because she's tall. I don't know. But she, I didn't even think she was in high school.
Remember?
I really didn't.
Did you ever watch 90210?
Yeah, of course.
What about that bitch who was literally like 45?
Wild.
What was her name? Andrea Zuckerman?
Yeah.
She literally was literally 40 playing 16.
And it's like, it really is crazy to see. It's wild. You're just like, this is, should be illegal.
What's the youngest you would play?
I would play?
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, I kind of just feel like I'm playing women in their 30s.
Yeah, but I mean, would, if they were like, okay, your character is supposed to be 19, would you go for the audition?
If they're like, sure, I mean, who am I, what am I doing, really? I don't know why I'm there. If it was like a commercial. I mean, I remember like, I guess 5 or 6 years ago, I was auditioning for a commercial where they were like, you're in college. And I was like, wink. I was like, sure. And then I got it. And I remember being like, I look like I'm in college.
Not really, but. When I was on Difficult People for that 2-line role,
yes.
It was called Chubby Gay Teen.
Teen?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
brag.
The woman who like got me the audition, who's out of her mind, yeah, was like, you like shave as close as you can.
Oh my God.
And I remember her calling me being like, I have the role of a lifetime for you. She's like, the best role that you'll ever, like, it came across my desk. It's iconic, Chris.
Oh my God.
It's Chubby Gay Teen.
You're joking.
And I was like,
role of a lifetime?
Role of a lifetime. She was right. Haven't really booked any TV things since.
I would have been like, role of a lifetime means like I get a pivotal moment or something.
Like I'm the star in a feature.
Yeah, like let me have a moment then.
I'm like,
Lord.
It's like I'm playing someone in a biopic.
Anytime someone's like, this person needs to play younger, I'm like, you better have clip-on bangs. If you do, it could work.
Remember?
I guess.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills last year when Kyle Richards was doing Halloween kills. Yeah. And she was like, she had bangs because they made her get bangs for the movie.
Sure.
Isn't that crazy?
That she had to get bangs?
Yeah, that they didn't just give her clip-on bangs.
Yeah, that is weird.
Because she was like, I hate that I had to get these bangs. And then she was in the movie again this year, and she had bangs again, but they were definitely not real. She was probably like, I'll do the movie again, but I'm not fucking getting bangs.
I mean, and a part of me is like, if they're like, you have to, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, I mean,
twist
we
my
would.
Arm. Right. I mean, I got bangs just myself to test it out.
And you wore it for what, a day and a half?
Something like that. For a week, I was like, I'm a girl with bangs. And then after a week, I said, my hair does not like this.
What? Who would you want to play you in a biopic?
Such a great question. Who would I? Honestly, I love Casey Wilson.
I feel like she's too old to play you.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it has to be like a young version of me.
I don't know, I guess. I mean, I guess whoever.
She's pretty good. Lauren Graham, who's also older. I don't know. I like
you would
I don't
play
know.
Lauren Graham in a biopic.
Okay, I would love that.
Which do you think? I watched an interview with Lauren Graham not that long ago, and they're like, do you think that now that Maisel's over that there'll be another Gilmore Girls thing? And she was like, I don't know, maybe I could see whatever. What would you be happy about that?
There was another Gilmore Girls. I kind of think it's you know when something comes back, it's a dead horse. Like, I mean, if it's Adjust My Luck, Sex in the City, I'm like, no, don't do it.
Well, what if it was like another like life in the like another 4-part?
I guess I would tell Amy Sherman-Palladino to just come up with something new, like create a new world with new characters.
I guess I will say I am sick of all of these reboots.
I know, right? It's like, let's get something new happening.
I didn't
here.
Even watch And Just Like That.
You didn't?
No.
Very bad.
I don't.
And Sex and the City I thought was one of the best shows ever, so it was such a bummer.
I mean, without Samantha, it's...
I know.
I don't know. So
it's tragic. It's tragic. Who would play you? Do you know?
James Corden.
Oy.
They'd have to find a no name, probably.
I love that.
There's no famous people like me.
Yeah. Okay, wait. That's not on that.
What have you been watching? Anything?
What have I been watching? Because I literally have not. Well, I was watching literally Disney Plus. Like, I was watching The Cheetah Girls, which, what an iconic story. Truly.
When did you get Disney Plus?
I never got it. I'm stealing from a friend.
What friend?
My friend Alex.
Oh, I thought it was me.
No, but it could have been. I'm happy to steal. You know I am. So I watched that. I watched, is it called Children of Men?
What?
Is that a, right?
What? What is it?
Is it a movie, Children of Men?
I don't fucking know.
Okay. I don't know. Tim was like, this is a really good movie. And it was one of the saddest, most difficult, horrific movies I've ever seen. As I was sobbing, I said, never again like this. Never again like this. So that was hard, but I guess it won awards.
Sometimes those movies are, yeah.
You know?
That's my, I'm like, I don't care what people say.
I really don't care what people say.
Like, I'm like, I don't care if it won an Oscar. It was boring.
Yeah. And I mean, the whole thing, that's the thing. I'm also like, I might have a different, like, scoring scale. Which I do. Because, like, Legally Blonde on Rotten Tomatoes has, like, 60 or 70. And I'm like, that's insane.
I mean, let us never forget Bridesmaids was nominated for Best Screenplay Oscar, which is crazy.
Let us never forget.
But it didn't win.
Well, and that's on the Academy.
That is on the Academy. Have you been watching the new White Lotus? Ugh. Did you watch the first one?
Yeah, I did. I was going to say, wait, did you watch Love is Blind? You did, right?
I've watched Love is Blind, when I tell you, no short of 5 times this season.
Wow.
Because of...
You have to.
That, and like, because I'm doing the videos, the like Goldie the Goblet videos.
Oh, right.
And so I like have to like timestamp the moments. So it's been, I've watched it so many times. I know it inside and out. What is your opinions?
Well... I was fascinated. I was fascinated by the reunion and how we chose only to focus in on Cole, even though Bartice did the exact same thing. And Matt, we just never addressed.
Yeah, did we not talk to him at all?
No, we never talked to Matt about anything, any of his behavior, nothing.
And it must. Have...
I'm like, did the women not like Nancy? Because I'm like, no one was standing up for Nancy.
I feel like they were. They were like, Nancy, we love you.
Yeah, but then it was like, Bartice is just totally off the hook. And then like, Cole were roasting over a fire.
Cole looked like he had been roasting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Things did not look good.
And then what did you think about the cutie scene?
I thought that... What did you think?
Wait, what did you think?
I think that it was a misunderstanding.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think that he was telling her, like, you're fat, don't eat that.
I think it was such a cool and interesting representation of when we're feeling badly or insecure and we look for evidence to prove our point.
Yeah.
And, like, it's not necessarily there.
It definitely, the way she said it happened, made him seem like a monster.
100%.
And he literally was just like, don't fill up. We're getting tacos. Like, it wasn't
Yeah,
like,
he's like, why didn't you eat breakfast? I mean, it was fascinating.
And then she was like, when he was like, I offered you a poke bowl.
Yeah.
And she was like, I had that last night.
I think it was like when you see anxious attachment style too, it tends to be like somebody is hurt and affected and this always happens. And then like they get so angry and they're sitting with it for so long that they do something malicious or planned that then later on the person says, I didn't even know you were upset. Why didn't you tell me? And then you did this thing to hurt me on purpose. And now that's the problem. So like the wedding I thought was horrific.
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 Yeah. I think that I'm like, they must contractually have to like...
But well, like, everyone lies and says, I didn't know until the moment. Because if anyone says, I knew that morning, they go, why did you let me walk down? Why did
course.
You do that?
But I feel like Bartice, for example, knew from...
100%.
The day he met Raven.
Yeah, truly.
And then what did you think of them about like Bartice being on a date with the girl? Like when they're like, you were with a girl the day after the wedding.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not surprised. I just like can't believe we didn't roast him over the coal, like just roast
him. Well, at the end
more.
Of the day, it's like he's 25 and
yeah,
it shows.
And also kind of doesn't care.
Because he's 25.
Yeah.
Like, think of who you were at 25.
It wouldn't have been good. Glad I wasn't cast, you know?
Yeah, it's
wild.
Wild.
It was wild.
Have you watched any of Buying Beverly Hills?
I haven't yet. Is it good? I heard it's bad.
It's just not like the drama isn't
there.
It's not as dramatic as like other things, but
they're selling.
They're selling crazy houses and stuff.
That's cool. I'll watch for that reason, honestly.
What else am I watching?
What else are you watching?
Yeah, the new White Lotus. You have to get into it.
Okay. What's it on again?
HBO. Did you not like the first season?
I did.
I feel like you didn't.
I did. I liked it. I don't think I loved it.
I loved it, the first season.
It's very interesting. Everybody likes that Big Little Lies feel where it's like, it's wealthy, it's beautifully shot. But to me, the story isn't like the payoff is never as good to me.
I felt like it was that, but like kind of mocking that and then like funny. Parts. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought, I mean, maybe I would, maybe I'll watch it. Maybe I'd watch it again. I don't think I loved it. And then it's going to be a new cast, right?
It's all new except for Jennifer Coolidge.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, maybe I will. I'm not really watching anything right now.
I've been watching the fucking Blacklist still.
Wow.
Listen, she loves a true crime, or not a true crime at all. Not true at all crime.
Right. A crime.
Can I tell you, though, the girl that's in it, so the main girl, hold on, I've never seen her in anything else.
Yeah, who is she? It's always funny shows like that, too, because it's like they're going to have 300 episodes.
Oh, I know. They already have, I think, like 11 seasons or something. Of course I like her. She's a Taurus, born April 29th.
Wow.
Megan Boone. Is her name.
Okay.
I think this was her first like big thing because it was, she had recurring roles on Law and Order and recurring roles in Blue Bloods. But then, so this must be her first thing. And so in the first season.
Yeah.
It's like, which this show has been on, yeah, for 10 years.
Wow.
The first season, I'm like, James Spader is very much like the best actor in the show. And everyone else kind of feels like they are keeping up with him because he's like, yeah. You know, he's very commanding in like roles. And I'm like on season 2, episode 6. And this girl is all of a sudden, I'm like, this girl's an amazing actress. Like it just,
wow.
Like I feel like maybe between 1 and 2, she took a class or something.
Yeah. She was like, I'm going to get a coach. I don't know.
There's like some scenes where she has to like scream bloody murder, like in terror. And I was like, I felt it.
Wow.
It was interesting.
Honestly, I'm going to start watching. Where is it on again?
It's on Netflix.
Oh, Netflix. I love
it. Like, it's like a CBS show, but it's all on Netflix. It's very interesting. The premise is like that she's an FBI agent,
okay.
And he's like the most wanted man by the FBI. He's like a huge criminal, but like of all different, like, you know, everything.
Yeah.
And the first episode is like he's turning himself into the FBI, and he's like, I'll only talk to this agent, and it's her first day. Like, she had worked for the FBI before, but it's her first day in this department.
Oh, my God.
So the whole first season, you're, like, trying to figure out why. So basically, he's like, I have this list. I have a blacklist. It's, like, all of these insane criminals that you guys don't even know exist. So, like, I'll help you get these people. And, you know, he's helping himself also, like, whatever.
Right.
So every episode is, like, a different person
off the list.
Off the list. And then, of course, like, I'm halfway through season two, and we still don't know exactly why or, like, who she is to him.
Wow.
Although the implication is it's her father.
Okay. That's what I thought.
So it's good.
That sounds good.
And it's
a little,
like,
Criminal Mindsy.
Yes.
Yeah, which we love.
And speaking of Criminal Minds.
Yeah.
You know what I hate?
What?
When a child actor starts too young, and I'm going to use JJ in Criminal Minds, her like son in it is supposed to be, I think, born in, like, season two. And okay. Now they're in, like, season 15. So he's, like, a 12-year-old kid.
Yeah.
His acting has gotten progressively worse with each age. How does that happen?
I feel bad for kids who are working with, like, adults who are just, like, it's almost a soap opera. Like, they're doing it in their sleep. You know what I mean?
I mean, being a child actor is insane when you think about it.
Insane. It should be illegal. I think there should be a way to just make it illegal.
You would be upset, Matilda.
Wait. Well, there'd have to be a way to do it in a good way. I don't know what it means.
Yeah. I mean, I do feel like on Criminal Minds, he probably works like one day every couple weeks because he's not like heavily in it. But
I can't even think of the kid. I'm like, you mean the main guy's kid?
No. You know, no. JJ the blonde?
Yeah. Oh, her son.
Yeah. And he's always supposed to be like scared. And he's like, mama.
Yeah.
Like, shut the fuck up.
I think they got rid of JJ and then like the audience made her come back or something. There's so much drama on Criminal Minds.
She left, I think, because she had another kid and then she came back. There's a few of them that like leave and come back. And then the guy that played the main guy got fired because he kicked someone on set.
Yeah.
Greg from Darman Greg.
Isn't that upsetting?
It's crazy.
Also because he plays like the sweetest, like the guy you trust the most.
Yeah, yeah.
That you're like, what do you mean on set he kicked the sound guy? Like, what do you mean?
It's always a sound guy.
It's always a sound guy.
And then Jennifer Love Hewitt was on it for like two seasons.
Yes.
I forget how they got rid of her. Aisha Tyler's been on it for a long time now.
Oh, wow. I mean, Penelope, role of a lifetime.
I was literally just going to say that. Sit at a computer. Say all your lines while sitting at a computer.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm doing the best I can. I'm hacking away. And you're like, hack, girl, hack.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It really is crazy. Guys, watch those shows if you're not watching
them. I would love
them.
To be on a crime procedural.
I don't know if it would get to me. I think they say, who's the guy who started it and then left? Like Mandy Patinkin?
Mandy Patinkin, yeah.
He like said it was too, her, like it was affecting him and he quit. That's why he quit.
And then he comes back too.
Yeah, for a little bit.
He comes back for a season and then they kill him, I believe. He's like a big Broadway actor, I think.
Do you follow his Instagram or his TikTok? He's like so sweet on social media. And his wife, like, he loves his wife. That's the kind of love I'm looking for.
A Mandy Patinkin kind of love?
Kind of. He just like, he loves her so much.
I do like him.
I like him. I really do. Sweet man. But
anyway, what are you doing in Woodstock?
Just going to thrift and antique and have fun.
Party.
Party like a rock star, pretty much.
Party like a rock. Party like a rock star. Party like a rock. Party like a rock star.
So it's going to be really fun.
Also, I guess by the time.
Yeah.
Because when
this
comes out.
It'll be Thanksgiving week.
It will be Thanksgiving week.
Which also, I don't know if we're going to want to record on Thanksgiving week. So we might take the next week off.
Yeah, we have to talk about it because we also have skipped Decembers in the past.
Okay, so guys, we're going to figure out what's coming up.
We're going to figure out. We'll definitely keep the Patreon.
You know that.
Done. But
and done.
We might take some time off of this just because.
I love that.
Jessie has to thrift. She has an addiction and she doesn't have time.
I have to thrift. I'm addicted. It's the end of the year. Always love coming back fresh in January, you know?
Who doesn't?
I don't know.
I'm actually done with Netflix next week until the end of the year, too.
Oh, mazel.
But okay, guys, we'll discuss. Don't freak out, okay?
Freak.
Don't. Seriously. There's no need to freak out about it.
Stop.
So if you want to follow the Patreon, head on over to patreon.com/middlechildren. But until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.